Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Art. What is it? Man has often tried to figure that out and then tell other people that they are dumb for not getting it. One such place that enjoyed telling people they were dumb was Yale University. Many artists wanted the approval of Yale. Some were willing to go to extraordinary lengths.
Let go of me. Sorry, Doc. I've got plans. Big plans.
Not a doctor. I only have a lower degree. I'm in a doctoral program, but I'm a bit stymied.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So many citations, so little... Say, can you stop grabbing me by the throat?
But this odd creature would not. He had not broken into the Yale library to just let people go. And I say creature because this was no mere man holding this mere doctoral candidate hostage. This thing was roughly stitched and sewn together. A mishmash of various bodies roughly held with industrial thread. The professor, his intellectual curiosity roused, decided to pursue further knowledge regarding this patchwork monstrosity.
So, what the fug are you?
Man, maybe a thing? We'll see. Talented. Delightfully so! I was brought to life by a bolt of lightning by mad scientists who pieced me together from a collection of purloined corpses.
Like the monster of Frankenstein.
No! Well, yes, exactly that. My creators were very unoriginal, but I am not. I am not a copy. I am an artist. Real and true. Unique thing.
Right.
Oh, don't rate me. Fear me. I am piecemeal. Piecemeal, the patchwork man. I am unique. I am no mimeograph Frankenstein.
Well, the monster. And really, it's not just him. There are a great many stories about reanimated corpses.
Oh, but not like me.
All like you, except more interesting. Oh, hey, I can write my doctorate on how trite you are. That sounds like a gas.
Gas? Gas? No, no, I am piecemeal, the most original artist in the world. Everything I do will blow your mind.
This is all very gothic and whatnot, but I have class in,
What is class when I'm dangling you like a spider between life and death? I am piecemeal!
I got that.
You have to say it at least thrice to get people to remember.
Listen, Frankenstein...
Oh, it's piecemeal! We just went over this!
This grotesque Lord Byron act is a fair distraction, but Roman poetry won't read itself. I know, I tried. So many failed knights putting poetry books on top of each other, and they read nothing. And they called...
This is about me, not you! My wants! I want what all great, important, unique men want to create! The most amazing piece of art the world has ever seen!
Ugh, so passé.
No, 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 no! It's not passé, no! No, I'm not passé! I will be remembered! I will do something no one ever has!
What?
I don't know, yet. But I will. Oh, I will. Oh, it'll be big. And it starts with this. I'm to steal this bit of vellum from your rare books library.
Not the Barrington Codex. It's 400 years old and talks about sheep rotation in ancient Moravia.
Well, it's mine now, steal. But no one's ever done that before.
Well, actually, it's a common prank to steal.
Shush! I'm done with you. Over the railing you go.
Well, maybe this will get me an extension on my dissertation.
That's a long fall. But not as long as the fall of the... Okay, not as long as... Oh, come on, piecemeal, get it together. Not as long as the fall of the winter of my discontent. That's something. Ooh, the winter of my discontent. Ooh, that's a good phrase, yes. My phrase. Ooh, yes, mine. Every idea I have is unique. This is art. And I am the greatest, most original artist ever! Exit stage right!
And with that, piecemeal dramatically, if not in a bit of a cliche, jumped through a window and ran off. Which he didn't need to do. There was a door right over there. But you know the type. Drama for the sake of drama. This event begins the second volume of The Land Whale Murders, which as a name is less relevant because the whole land whale thing is over. I should have thought through the name, but it's too late now. So with this, we begin The Land Whale Murders, Volume 2, Feed a Fever, Starve an Artist.
William, is that you on the library floor, broken and bruised?
Yes.
Your dissertation is due. There is to be no extension. No extension.
No.
Oh, I forgot about those damn headphones. Is it actually working? My goodness. Oh, hello. Hello, me. Ow. Oh, God, ow. Get out of here.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.